Hi, it's Angel. I wanted to talk about patience today. And patience is a virtue, and it's so hard. It's so hard. I'm one of those people that when I order something from Amazon, I am checking the shipping. Like, the moment I hit, like, send, like, pay, and then I'm like, when's it coming? When's it gonna be here? And, like, some days, like, every couple hours, I'm like, where is it? Where is it now? Okay, it's in Texas now. You're just terrible at it. And then the moment I, like, know it's at my door, I'm just like, I have to open it right away. Even if I just know it's a pair of tennis shoes or something, that I know what it is. I'm terrible with patience, though. I have notes I'm looking at, and, I have this big journal. I don't know if I ever told you guys this. I'm on my second one, actually, since I started my pillow talks. Of all of these topics that people have asked me to talk about and that I've thought about wanting to talk about are just quotes and poems that I've, like, oh, this would be good to share. And so it's always a work in progress for this, because I try to have some bit of structure. Anyways, there's a poem by Margaret Atwood. Well, it's not really a poem, it's from a book, I believe. Anyways, it's nice though. I'm gonna share it with you. Water does not resist. Water flows. When you plunge your hand into it, all you feel is a caress. Water is not a solid wall. It will not stop you. But water always goes where it wants to go, and nothing in the end can stand against it. Water is patient. Dripping water wears away a stone. Remember that, my child. Remember, you are half water. If you can't go through an obstacle, go around it. Water does. And that's so true. You know, we're told no. Or we assume we can't do something or can't have something or you know, depending on what type of person you are, you know, maybe the certain lifestyle that you crave or want just is out of your grasp for whatever reason, or you feel like that life isn't meant for you. And so often we give up and move on to something else. And it's so sad to think of all the dreams that we had or will have in the future too, or that we're creating right now that we might give up on. Isn't that terrible? Why do we do that to ourselves? It's easier. It's easy not to set your hopes too high. I have a friend, and 2 years ago, he met a woman, and that was it. It was love at first sight, love at first conversation, love at first. I mean, he was gone. He was so, this is his person for the rest of his life. He is convinced. Now, he is handsome, was raised in a good family, has fabulous morals, is a good job, a responsible person. I mean, he's a great all-around kind of guy, and you know, people at church are always trying to introduce him to people, his family, his friends. People are always at work. They're always trying to introduce him to women, to date. And he is waiting for this woman. He's no. And they're just their circumstances. He works a million hours at his job, and she works a ton of hours, and they can't make a whole lot of time for each other right now. But he is, when he talks about her, even 2 years after meeting her, it's still, it's like she's this precious gem, and she's the most beautiful, incredible woman in the world, and he is just over the moon for her, and he is just being so patient, because that's all he wants. And he has never once that I've talked to him been discouraged, been bummed out that he has to wait. And all he tells me is, she's worth it. She's worth the wait. And it's so inspiring to me to talk to him and to listen to him talk about her. And it just makes me so happy to think that there's people out there that they feel like their dreams are worth the wait. It's okay if it doesn't happen tomorrow. It's okay if it doesn't happen next week. It's okay if I don't have a defined time, place, and moment that it's going to happen. But I want it to happen. I have faith that it's going to happen. So I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait and set every other part of my life up. So when it is time, you know, he's pretty much like, when it's time, she'll just fit perfectly. And I'm hoping that she's doing the same thing. But to know someone who is going after what they want and is willing to wait for love. I mean, first off, that's usually just in books or movies. And they don't ever have to wait that long usually. But I love hearing him talk about it because it reminds me of all my goals, my hopes, my dreams, and why they're worth the wait. Why trudging through some shitty stuff every now and then is worth being patient for. Because maybe no one's saying that about me right now, that I'm worth the wait, that I'm worth hoping for. But darn it, I think so. I think I am. I have no doubt that, I think I'm a pretty great person. I think you guys are probably pretty awesome people too. We're worth the wait, so why don't we, if we want someone else to think we are, we should probably think that about ourselves. You know, like, if I think I'm worth the wait, then I'm worth the patience to hope for what I hope for, to dream for what I want out of life. I need to have the patience with myself before I can hope for anyone else to have it for me. There's this quote I wrote down, I found. Alan Locos, he wrote the book Patience, The Art of Peaceful Living. Doesn't that sound lovely? We all need peaceful living. Compassion is not complete if it does not include oneself. Which, you know, kind of ties in with. You look at people and you love others and you give so much to other people. And you know, we all try to be good people. But yet we're so rough on ourselves. We're so hard on ourselves and put ourselves down. We don't think that highly of ourselves most of the time. If you do, oh my gosh, that's awesome. But even when we do, we're made to feel bad about it somehow by someone that, you know, you're stuck up, that you're a narcissist, that you're conceited because you know your strengths. And that's not true. I think, you know, don't ever think that. Knowing what you're good at, knowing what you're worth, it's not a bad thing. Most of the time, I think not enough people know that. Anyways, so I just wanted to share that little water passage with you and to share that story with you because it is so, it makes me happy that there's people out there that are so patient and willing to wait and hope and have faith that their dreams and their hopes and love and jobs and whatever else they want out of life is there, and that it's going to happen eventually, and that it's worth the wait. So, all right, everyone. I hope you're well, and I'll talk to you all very soon.